You're listening to an Express Radio podcast.
Luke and Ed's afternoon show.
This week we're going to see how easy it is to rope someone in as an accomplice to a certain crime, Luke. What crime is this?
This crime is kidnapping. Obviously, we're not really going to kidnap anyone. That would be bad.
Unless they go along with it, in which case, let's do it.
Well, we've arranged it then. That would just be a waste of our time if we didn't follow it up.
Exactly.
But, yeah.
One of the princes. Let's get one of the princes.
Okay. We're wishful thinking. But on this website, someone has posted up there. They're a white van man, and they're looking for jobs. They're a man with a van, and they're looking for something to do, really. So we thought, you know, they're expecting maybe do some deliveries.
Removal work, your standard stuff.
That kind of thing with a van. We're going to try and rope them in live on air to doing a kidnapping, but we're not going to give it away. We're not just going to tell them that. We're going to slowly suggest it and see how they go along with it.
The beauty is phone connections fairly weak, so Luke and I will probably just alternate. You'll hear one voice, then you'll hear the other voice, but luckily because of the phone line they won't even realise this.
Hello there,
sorry mate, is this Craig with the van?
Yeah, it's me, hello.
Yeah, sorry mate, I've just seen your advert on Gumtree saying, you know, you do a man with van service.
Yes, we do, yeah.
Yeah, that sounds good, mate. Just hoping to ask you a few questions, because I'm looking for a van to help with a job. Do you drive the van as well, yeah?
Yeah, I do. Basically, you get the van for an hour, a minimum of two, you get it all day, and it's me, and then I've got a couple of mates if you need a couple of extra hands as well. Give me a hand.
Yeah, that's brilliant. We could definitely use them as well. Just a few questions about the van. How big is it? Sort of, you know, how big's the back? Can you fit sort of many people in there or what?
Yeah, well, it's a Ford Transit van. We've got three seats across the front. It's big. It's about 5 metres long.
Is there a wall between the seats and the back of the van? You know, like a wall that is quite a hard wall. You wouldn't be able to kick it down or anything, would you?
No, it's just like a cage. There's no wall.
Cage, good.
It's a cage.
That sounds ideal, yeah. Okay.
So the doors at the back, they lock, do they? Because we're going to have expensive stuff.
Oh, yeah, no, it's totally secure.
Yeah, that's important. That's good. Just wondering, mate, we are going to be using the van for a bit of a prank on a friend. You wouldn't mind dressing up, would you? We've got, an outfit for you to wear, just to make it look a bit more professional.
Wow, yeah, man, I'd save dressing up for the bedroom.
Oh. We've got these sort of security guard outfits. You wouldn't mind wearing a security guard outfit, would you, for this job?
When are we talking, sorry?
When?
Yeah.
Middle of next week? Wednesday?
Wednesday is 4 o'clock, if you can do that.
Yeah. Whereabouts?
London. Do you know where the Bank of England is?
Threadneedle Street?
Yeah. There.
Yeah.
Literally outside there.
At 4 o'clock. Don't be late. That's important as well.
Because we'll meet you there. We'll jump in the van and put some stuff in the back. And you'll be wearing the security guard outfit, yeah?
Why do I wear a security guard outfit?
Just because we thought it looked more professional. People aren't going to get stressed out if you're wearing that outfit.
Because we'll meet you there. We'll be the ones wearing masks.
Hang on a sec. You want me to stand on a Bank of England in a security guard outfit in a white...
Yeah, all you have to do is drive. We'll be wearing the masks with the bags and...
We will do the loading, that's fine.
That's fine.
If you just wait with the back of the van open...
It's a wind-up, guys, boys.
It's not wind-up. Can you do it or can you not?
Hey, did you say you'll be wearing masks?
Yeah, we'll be going into the bank, coming out with some stuff, wearing masks, and you're going to drive off.
I'm sorry, lad, I don't really get what you're going on with.
We'll pay you cash. Do you take cash?
I'm sorry, guys.
There'll be fresh notes.
No, alright, I'm sorry about this. Cheers,
Right.
Anyway, cheers,
bye. Yeah. Oh, it's gone. Oh, man. That went quite well. I'm quite happy with that. He was quite keen for it, wasn't he? He was quite keen until he slowly realised we might be robbing a bank and kidnapping a few people.
Luke and Ed.
Welcome back, expressradio.co.uk. You're listening to Luke and Ed. It's 4:05 on a pretty special Wednesday afternoon in Cardiff. Special because it's the Wednesday following the Tuesday upon which Luke nearly got mugged.
That's true. I usually we start the show, you know, with a big exciting intro and happy things. I'm sorry to bring the tone down, but it was an interesting week. I did get mugged, but not in the traditional sense. Let's keep it 21st century, keep it current. I got mugged online. I got cyber mugged, as I like to keep it.
Almost like a Facebook rape.
But a little bit more detrimental. I lost £60 out of my account. Fair play NatWest, they phoned me up. They spotted something dodgy when I took out three phone contracts. Clearly no one needs three phones, but it got me thinking, and I started thinking, you know, what would be the best ways to beat a mugger. I was walking home the other night as well, coming back from the train station, and I was wondering, you know, should I go under the bridge back to my house, or should I walk the sort of safe route round that's going to take twice as long? And I thought, you know, I could probably t-